It's been a while. I don't know the rest of the words to that song. But
what song is that?
You know that? I think it's by a band called Stained. You know? It's been a while since I last saw you. Something like that. You know what I'm talking about?
Might be too white for me, bro.
Yeah, it probably is. It is a pretty white song. But I was trying to convey that it's been a while since we, you know, recorded recently. I was hoping you were going to agree, but I mean,
yeah, no, 100%. It's been a while. I mean, you can kind of tell like chemistry is a little off, you know, it's just kind of like, it's like when Kobe returned from his long injury, you know, after he tore his Achilles. It took a little bit for him to get back to the youngins. That chemistry, it took a little bit. And that's kind of where we're at right now.
It is.
For Kobe coming back from a torn Achilles.
Exactly. A sloppy mess and probably will never be the same. That's us right now. But if that narrative continues, that means our final episode ever will be glorious, and
yes,
we're gonna drop a freaking banger of an episode to close it out that'll make people wish we weren't leaving.
Yes, just no helicopter rides for us as well.
Absolutely no helicopter rides ever in our future.
Yes, it's like been a year now, so that's not too soon, right? It's been a year.
I mean, that's just the lesson I took from it, is don't trust that helicopters are automatically safer than planes, because you would assume prior to that going down, crap, don't, excuse my word,
yeah,
choice.
That was bad.
Yeah, I know, just, this is not intentional, but prior to that happening, you would assume that that's safe, the safer way to travel, but no, it's not. So yeah, I mean, I'm definitely thinking twice if I ever have to go into a helicopter.
I'm with you. No helicopters for us.
No. Anyways, took a turn, but all that to say, it has been a while since we've recorded, MD. Let me throw this out there. I don't know if I want to keep the nickname Raichai, Bate, or Raichai. I feel like...
Bate? Feel like
Where did
Bate come from?
Sorry, I said Raichai Latte because I couldn't remember what I was called previously. But Raichai Latte is my Instagram handle, but I don't think that's what I was called on the pod. I think it was just Raichai.
Yep.
So I'm throwing it out there, open to suggestions, maybe just Ryan. And that sounds serious.
Yeah.
But it's also a classic, you know, just to be known by my first name. I mean, your nickname's pretty cool though, MD. That's your initials, you know?
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, it's not a classic like Ryan though, you know? Just Ryan, yeah. Solid name.
It's solid, but it really ticks me off though, is no one in a restaurant or on a phone call can comprehend that my name is Ryan with an R. If I say it after they ask for my name, they automatically repeat Brian. With a B? No, it's Ryan. Brian? No, Ryan. Okay, thank you, Brian. Like, oh my gosh. It's like, have they never heard of the name Ryan before with an R? It's like it's some foreign, unbelievable name from the future that just cannot possibly be my name. It has to have a B in front of it, and it just drives me nuts. So, I mean, maybe I should just be Brian on this pod. Because no one will understand what I'm saying if I say Ryan.
I don't know. Maybe you should keep Raichai after hearing that. I didn't know it's that bad, my friend. I'm so sorry that happens to you, Brian.
I'm ending this episode right now. Disrespect is too high.
Respect the name.
Put some respect on my name. Yeah. Yeah, maybe I should just keep Raichai then. I mean,
no, if you, it's, you know, new year, do you, you know?
I think it's
do you.
I think it's new year, new you.
I mean, I for work, we're running a campaign called New Year, Do You, like play on words, you know? And I think, Raichai, you should do New Year, Do You, and just be Ryan.
Maybe. I think you're right, man.
Oh, does it, Ryan, does it, what's your middle name? What's your middle name again?
Justin.
Just go by Justin. You're Justin now. No one will get confused with that.
I just don't feel like a Justin, you know? Like, it's, I don't know, I just picture someone different than myself. I don't have a Justin vibe.
Oh, what about like an RJ?
RJ?
Yeah.
RJ and MD?
Yeah.
Pretty dope. It's actually pretty dope. I kind of like that. What do you think?
I mean, of course I'm going to love it. I'm kind of biased. I kind of came up with it, you know?
I know, but you could have suggested it because it was just funny to you and not a serious suggestion.
No, I genuinely like it, you know? Like it. You're right. I didn't realize the Ryan Bryan thing. So be a RJ. Like that doesn't sound like any other name, right?
RJ? No.
Yeah. You can't, Bry-J? Did you say Bry-J? Yeah, doesn't work.
You've been watching the Lakers, man?
I have been catching up with the Lakers. Not going to lie, first of all, let's just like, I think we should do a round of applause, right? Like, Lakers won a championship. We didn't even celebrate that. My wife was reminding me when they won a championship, I was head over heels, and she was like, are you not going to record a podcast? Why, how can you guys call yourself a Lakers podcast and not record a podcast? And that's what wives do to us, you know? Like, and I know you could say this, that they humble us, they keep us on the straight and narrow. That's why we have them. It's why they're our partners. Truly our better halves.
Truly, without a doubt, man. I would be 500 pounds and single if it wasn't for my wife. Yeah, definitely.
Especially after you ate that Oreo tray in 2 days.
You're right, sir. I'm glad you called me out on that, because this is a good time to body shame myself. So I'm going to actually pull that carton of Oreos up here. I want you guys to listen to this. All right. See, this is this sound you're hearing. This is the sound of, what did we say? It was 52 Oreo thins, a case of them, or package, whatever you call this. The normal packaging with two long rows of Oreos. So I purchased this 2 days ago. They're all gone. This package is completely empty, and my wife ate maybe one of them. So that means I ate 61 freaking Oreo thins, and it's just not good, guys. I need to get back to eating somewhat healthy and working out consistently. So I'm going to call myself out, body shame myself. Ryan, RJ, Brian, whoever you are, stop it, you fat monster. Get back to working out, or else you're going to lose your wife.
I mean, you went on a walk today. That's a big win, you know? Got outside, got some fresh air, went on a walk. It's baby steps, right?
It is baby steps. You're right, man. It felt good being out there, you know? Wind in the face, doing laps, walking by some dogs, some people working out, you know, just gives you that feeling of, I'm doing something good. The blood was pumping, so just got to get... I can't even say it with a straight face. Oh, man. But hey, it's a start, you know? If I can build on that momentum, I might lose 2 pounds this year.
Good for you. Rome wasn't built in a day, neither should RJ.
I just thought of that episode of The Office where they're doing that weight loss competition. And Michael's like going around the room wanting to get people to commit to a certain number of pounds to lose. And who was it? I think it was Angela. It was like, my doctor actually says I need to gain weight. And Michael's like, if you gain weight, you will die. And then he gets to Jim, and Jim says some like huge number. He's like, I would like to lose 75 pounds. And Michael's like, yes, that is what we're talking about. Right there. Oh, man. See, I throw out numbers like that, you know, like, oh, I'm going to lose 50 pounds this year. Makes you feel good, but is it actually going to happen? Probably not. Anyways, so what's been new with you, MD? Obviously, the people have not heard from us in a long time. I really haven't heard from you in a long time either. We kind of caught up for a hot second before we started recording, but any updates or fun adventures you partook during our hiatus you'd like to share with the people?
Didn't really do much. Just stayed home, you know. We're in the middle of a pandemic still, so just kind of forced to stay home, rooted on for the Lakers. I went to Hawaii. That was fun over the holidays. Wife and I decided, since we're not allowed to hang out with our families, or we can't have both of our families get together, we're just, you know what, we won't see our families at all during the holidays and just go on our honeymoon and go to Hawaii, which was awesome and amazing. We got COVID tested before we flew. We got COVID tested when we got there. We got COVID tested when we got back. A lot of testing to make sure we're good and great and safe, but and it cost money to get those tests, but it was worth it. Worth every dime to just get out of California for a little bit, have some kind of semblance of normalcy. Got to eat out at restaurants again. Obviously, still social distance and with masks, but just getting to do activities, go and swim with the fishes, zip lining, and just be normal. Just live life. I think that's the big thing. We're all kind of fatigued right now. We have quarantine fatigue, and it's why we've seen like a rise in cases again, unfortunately. But glad to be back, glad to start this pod again, and glad to catch up with all of you, especially with you, RJ, or Bri, or Bri Chai.
Yeah, name to be determined, TBD. That's cool, man. I went to Hawaii, super jealous of that. It's always a good time there. You guys were there in December, right? Or was it January?
December. We celebrated Christmas and New Year's there.
Nice. That's the way to do it, man. Nice tropical location. Don't have to worry about it being super cold. Just relax, enjoy the scenery, and just kick back. Good stuff, man. It's good. It's a great way to bring in the new year, for sure.
100%. I definitely recommend it to anyone. Like, just one holiday, because it let us kind of put the holidays in perspective to this pandemic, you know? Like, we're so consumed with buying presents for everyone, buying the perfect present for everyone, all of that, like, consumerism, and just getting away from it and just kind of buying everyone, like, nice small gifts before and taking off and getting away from it was a nice. It definitely put stuff in perspective for us, and it was great. Highly recommended.
Nice. Yeah, I definitely want to do that sometime. Sounds like a good time. Yeah, not too much on my end. I mean, I updated you with the big stuff going down right now. I'm going to refrain from dropping my big announcement in this episode. But just know, listeners out there, have a big announcement coming in the near future. Fingers crossed. So we'll see. But I'm going to make sure things are finalized on that before I'm announcing it. Anyways, besides that, you know, same as you, man. You gotta, you're staying home. Not really anything super exciting going on. Just spending time with the wifey, going on lots of walks, going outside, getting that fresh air every once in a while, eating lots of food. dude, I love sushi now. I'm just gonna also comment on
that. What kind of sushi? Every sushi? Any kind of specific fish you like, or what?
I haven't gotten to the level of knowledge to where I know what they're all called. I like the basic types of sushi, the rolls, like obviously like a California roll, a crunchy roll, spicy tuna roll, Rainbow Roll. I like all those. But I also like, and I didn't think I would like this, I also enjoy that one, what's it called, MD? You're going to have to help me out. Where it's just like the fish. It's like just the fish with maybe a little bit of rice on it. Is it like sushimi or something like that?
No, that is actually sushi. Or it's also called nigiri. So it's like just a fish with like a little bit of what's traditionally, it's like fish that's been brushed with some soy sauce with a small dab of wasabi underneath it between the rice and the fish. And then that small thing of rice, right?
I think so. And it's usually like colorful, like a pink or an orange.
Yep. So like a salmon and then that's it. And then, or it's like a shrimp tail, a small shrimp that's been cut, not like an actual roll. So the ones that you normally eat are like sushi rolls or cut rolls are what they're called in sushi. And then, so there's multiple kinds of sushi and we can talk about this and digress another time when we're actually on video, which would be a great segment, by the way. We should totally do that. Just have you eating different types of sushi. The kind you're talking about is nigiri, where it's a fish on top of rice, right? It's not wrapped in seaweed. It's just the basic fish and rice. So good. So classic. Respect. Respect that you like that.
Yeah. Are you shocked that I like that one?
Yeah, because you guys, well, see, I knew you and Wendy before you guys even liked sushi. Do you remember that?
I do.
You guys were like kind of not unsure. And now you guys love it and I'm happy. I could not be happier. It is so good and so healthy for you. Sushi date soon.
Yes, for sure. I just Googled nigiri and yes, you're right, sir. That is exactly what I was referring to. So I'm glad that you knew the correct terminology for it. Interestingly enough, there is also an image of the world's largest nigiri sushi. It was made in New York City and it looks terrifyingly disgusting. It's like a humongous salmon carcass on top of a mound of rice and it's terrifying. I don't like that. But yeah, regular nigiri. The business. I'm getting hungry just looking at it. Oh, I'm glad you mentioned the whole thing about video episode. So this is kind of just like a whatever episode right now. Right now we're just chatting. So who knows? Maybe we're not talking to anyone, but putting it out there, we're thinking about recording our episodes on video in addition to audio as well, so that you guys out there and gals can watch us while we're recording in addition to listening to us. So we'll record it. And then after it's recorded, we'll upload the video and then we'll also upload the audio as well. But I think that'd be cool. That way, at least at the very least, MD and I can have a good time, at least seeing each other's faces while we're recording, because it's been a while since we've been able to record in person because of COVID. It'll make it a little bit easier to pick up on body language and for Miles to give me the look when I'm talking too long, like right about now. He'd be like, dude, shut up and let me talk. I'd be able to get those vibes, but right now I can't. So I just talk much longer than I'm supposed to. So yeah, that could be coming soon if we figure out the technology behind it. But I think that'd be really cool.
Coming soon. We're also going to start a TikTok, guys. We're going to start a Snapchat. We're going to reintroduce Snapchat and make it cool again. What else are we going to do, Rai Chai? I'm just listing off our 2021 goals. We're going to start like a MySpace again, and we're going to post it on there, and we're going to make MySpace come back. Don't worry, guys. Ryan knows how to code now, so our MySpace will be better than ever. First 5 followers get to be on our top 5. What else? Start a Zynga. We'll start a Friendster. We just have decided, like, we're trying to reach you, the people. So we're going to get on every social media platform we can. We'll get on Facebook. We'll get on Parler. We'll get on anything. Parler. We're just going to talk Lakers and let everyone know about the Lakers. Because at the end of the day, I truly believe the Lakers can unite this country. As long as we win a back-to-back championship. And it doesn't have to be united in love. I'm sure it's going to be united in hate of us winning a back-to-back championship with LeBron and AD. And I would gladly take that as long as it's, you know, we are the United States.
Nothing brings this country together like Laker hating.
Oh, yes. Word.
It's amazing. It does wonders for unity and camaraderie as a country. So we're just trying to do our part to make sure that people hate the Lakers as much as absolute possible. And the year we started a podcast, the Lakers won the championship. So we're doing our duty as American citizens to continue to unite this country by coming back for another season. And if the Lakers win, the hatred intensifies. And consequently, the country unites even closer together. So you're welcome, America. And you're welcome, Joe Biden, for making your job much easier.
We're expecting the Presidential Medal of Freedom by the end of the year. We'll wait.
I don't think that's too much to ask.
No, it's easy.
Oh, man. It's so true. So true. Yeah, so that's exciting. If we now get some video going. I guess we will touch very briefly about what's going on in Laker Town. And I'm with you, sir. I've mainly been just catching up with the Lakers, keeping up with them like the Kardashians, just trying to keep up.
And last season of keeping up with the Kardashians.
Is it really?
Yeah. The last few episodes will be Kim divorcing Kanye. So sad.
Did she divorce him?
Yeah, they're going through a divorce and separation right now.
Wow. That shows how out of touch I am with pop culture, which is will be the downfall of this podcast. But I had no idea. I did not know that.
You see, I know because I work in Botox and Juvederm, and they're like some of our biggest celebrities that support our brand.
It's true. You need to stay dialed in with that then. So I hope Teresa understands when you binge watch the final season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Oh, she's all for it. That, The Bachelor. We're watching her TV. It's perfect.
I'm just imagining you with a notepad and while you're watching it, taking notes like, oh, what brand of designer jeans was that? To make sure I know that for our meeting with our client tomorrow.
100%. 100%.
Yeah, so anyways, that was totally a tangent, but I've been slowly keeping up with the Lakers. They are in first place, MD. That is amazing. So they're
11-4.
11-4. Last time I checked, so their last game, they actually dropped to the Warriors, which I was not expecting because the Warriors are missing Clay still, and I don't know. They have Draymond, right?
They do have Draymond, and the Lakers actually had a 19-point lead. So that was the first full Laker game I actually got to watch this season, and of course they lose. Of course they lose a 19-point lead and let the Warriors come back and get the W. Definitely was one of those games where LeBron and AD weren't efficient, kind of took it easy, let the kind of took the foot off the pedal, and they let the Warriors come back. It was unfortunate, but you know, we need those games, especially early on, to teach us to, like, when we're stepping on their throat, step harder. You know, don't let them come back, especially a team like the Warriors, especially someone like Steph Curry. You know, all it takes is for him to get hot and hit like 2-3 threes back to back, and just like that, lead's cut in half.
You're right, man. And I think they were coming off like a 6-game winning streak or something like that. This is the type of game where it's you can get complacent and you just expect to win because you're on a roll, you're hot, and you're up however many you just said they were, and you get lazy. You kind of, you know, just throw in the towel early, and then the team comes back. And hey, dude, Steph Curry is one of the greatest players to have ever played. And, you know, say what you will about whether or not he's going to be able to carry this team without Clay. But you can't fall asleep with Steph on the other side of the court. So good learning lesson, though, for the Lakers for sure. Hey, by the way, so I was looking up some stuff on the Lakers right now, and I'm glad I saw this. The Lakers blue jerseys are absolutely fire. Oh my gosh, those things are beautiful. You know which one I'm talking about?
Yep, it's like the throwback jerseys.
Yes, with the cursive Los Angeles writing. It's like a darker blue. Oh my gosh, that thing is amazing. I need to get a jersey like that for sure. That thing is so nice. I think that's the best basketball jersey I've seen. I'm just going to throw that out there.
I still like the Black Mamba ones.
Those are sick. But I would give the edge to these ones, IMO. It's all preference. It's not. Yeah. No.
As long as it's a Laker jersey, as long as it says Lakers on it, I'm all for it, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Well,
I think, you know what we should talk about too? We should talk about Kyrie, Katie, and James Harden teaming up.
Ooh.
What a debacle that was, and what a debacle it's going to be. I mean, that's crazy. James, did you see the meme? James lost like 15 pounds in 2 days.
Yes. They had like the side-by-side photo of him warming up in Houston with those warm-ups that make him look like the Nutty Professor. And then 2 weeks later, he's looking all cut and slim in his warm-ups for Brooklyn. It's like, what in the world? Like, what do you think that, like, how's that happen? Is that just the outfit or what the heck? Did he just start dieting all of a sudden?
I don't know, man. I guess he stopped eating Oreos or something.
I need to get on that diet ASAP. So you're saying if I stop eating a package of Oreos, I will lose weight?
Yes. If you stop eating Oreos every 2 days, I think you'll definitely lose weight. But that's just my opinion. I could be wrong.
Yeah, you're probably wrong. So I'm just going to ignore that advice.
No, actually, you know what you do? Because what happens is like your body stores fat when you don't eat, right? Like it thinks it's not going to get food. So that's why it stores fat and starts storing everything into fat. So you need to start eating more Oreos. You need to eat like 2 packs a day. Then your body will be like, oh, I don't need to store this as fat because I'm going to get more Oreos. And if you just keep doing that, you'll lose weight. You're welcome.
I've never been more inspired to diet than what I am right now, because you're absolutely right. I just need to starve my body of essential nutrients to where it doesn't store anything anymore. It just uses it as fuel. Mm-hmm. And Oreos will be its fuel. And I'll be good. You're absolutely right. Anyways, so yeah, the Nets, James Harden, KD, Kyrie, all on the same team. Are we looking at a Lakers-Nets finals?
I don't know. I mean, I watched the Nets game against the Bucks, and it works to me when there's two of them. When there's three of them, I don't know, because they're so ball dominant. Is Kyrie going to buy into being the third guy? Because let's be real, he's definitely not better than James Harden, and he's definitely not better than KD. I think everyone can agree on that the pecking order will be KD, James Harden, Kyrie. I don't know if Kyrie will be okay with that. I don't know if they can sustain like having just those three with a bunch of, like, I don't even know who else is on the team. DeAndre Jordan, DJ, and that's pretty much it. With a bunch of, they have Shamit, and a bunch of, like, nobodies. Like, no one knows who they are. We'll see. Yeah.
Starting point guard.
Player coach.
Dude, so, yeah, you're right. I wouldn't pencil them in right away. The thing that stands out to me the most is they're probably going to be lacking on defense pretty heavily, because Kyrie and James Harden are not known for their defense. KD is super long, so yeah, he's a good defensive player. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong about Kyrie, but at least James Harden, like, you're not gaining anything. You're losing defense by acquiring James Harden. And obviously you're making up for it on the offensive side of the floor. But I think you're in for some nights where you're giving up a crazy ton of points and you're just hoping that you outscore the other team, which is funny because Steve Nash was one of the key members of the Mike D'Antoni, what was it, 7 seconds or less offense, where their mission was just to score more points than the other team and who cares about defense. That's pretty much who I envision the Nets to be as well. And I'm actually looking at, what's it called? The most recent game for the Nets. Did you see
the
box
score?
Today.
Yeah, they just played against the Cavs and they lost.
Yes,
that was
read
the first
that score.
Game, all three of them.
Read that score.
One was it what 147 to 130 something?
Bro, yeah, 147 to 135. That's like an NBA All Star game score.
And that's the Cavaliers. Like, let's clarify. That's the Cavaliers scoring 147 points on them. You're absolutely right about the defensive end.
Yeah, so I wouldn't pencil them in just yet, but there's always that feeling
Colin
out period.
Colin Sexton had 42. Wow. They let Colin Sexton score 42 on them and Jetty Osman score 25 points. You're right. I don't know if that's looking good defensively for them.
No, it's not looking great. Not looking great. Wow, the Cavs have two guys with some interesting hair. They got Colin Sexton with the rat tail. And they have Jared Allen with his crazy fro. It's a funny, that is a funny lineup for sure. Wow, you're right. Colin Sexton at 42. Jeez. And that's, he's a shooting guard, right? Sexton?
Yeah. Is he a shooting guard? I think he plays point guard for them. I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, it was backcourt players for the Nets. So either Kyrie or Harden was on him. And they just got torched.
Yeah. 42. Wow. That's what I'm saying. I don't know how this is going to work, man. I just don't think, and that's what everyone's questioning. The issue, I don't think, would be the offensive end. It would be the defensive end. Like, how are they going to defend people? Like, they're just going to be short. DeAndre Jordan can only play like 20, 24 minutes a game now. What about when they face the Lakers or a team that can have a bunch of bigs? What? Yeah, there's no way DeAndre Jordan and Kevin Durant are going to match up against Embiid, who's having an MVP-like year right now. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no way.
No, no way. No way. So they got a lot of improving to do for sure. But, dude, I can't wait till the Lakers play them. I think they play in February. I looked this up the other day. I think it's February 18th they play. So in less than a month. That's going to be a great game to watch. Dude, so you got, think of all the star players you have on the court all at once. You got AD, LeBron, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and James Harden all in the same game in a non-all-star game weekend.
I know. And the GOAT, Alex Caruso. Like, that is going to be ridiculous.
Ernie Johnson's son.
Six all-stars on one, like, oh my gosh. Six Hall of Famers on one court? That's going to be crazy.
Shout out Alex Caruso. Has he been playing less this year? Because every time I look at the box score for the Lakers, I feel like he's barely playing, and I don't understand why.
So THT had like a good, when he started the year, he kind of blew up. It kind of died down. But Caruso's been eating up those minutes again. He's playing about 20 minutes a game, and he is actually, him and KCP are shooting like ridiculous. Like, they're top 10 in percentage from 3-point this year. So they are having great games, and Alex has been getting his like solid 20 minutes about a game. It's hard because Schroeder, who has been amazing for us, is eating up a lot of those minutes, and he's been so effective as a starter and off the bench running that second unit when need be.
That's a great point. And good segue about Schroeder, because he has been a phenomenal pickup for the Lakers. Because last year we had Rondo, who he had a great season. Like, to we weren't expecting him to do all that much. At least I wasn't. I was expecting him to control the offense and not make a ton of mistakes, but not really move the needle on offense, and definitely not give you anything on defense. But dude, Schroeder can score. And that takes a huge weight off of LeBron's shoulders and even AD's, because your point guard can not only facilitate, but he can put up 20 a game easily. So that's good to see. It's good to see.
Definitely. And Harrell, too. I was reading the other day and just listening on ESPN 710, the radio, AM 710, shout out, that the Lakers have actually, like, LeBron and AD are averaging about 32 minutes or less than 32 minutes per game. And that's ridiculous for your starters to be able to rest them that much on such a short amount of time, because our supporting unit is playing so well. Harrell's giving us like 15 and 8 boards a game. Dennis is another, Dennis the Menace, like 18 points a game with like 5 assists, 3 or 4 boards, and a couple steals. Like, we have not had a supporting cast like this that's this consistent, I think, in a very, very long time. Kuzma's playing well now that he's not being, like, required to be the third kind of third fiddle on this Lakers squad. AC, KCP, shooting lights out. We are on a roll, my friend. We are on a roll.
Yep, we have a great roster this year, and it gives you a lot more reason for optimism, knowing that LeBron and AD are going to be able to be rested going into the postseason. We're not leaning super heavily on both of them to get wins every night, and that's going to go a long way in the postseason. So, yeah, I'm excited to see this team more closely, because I definitely got to start watching them more closely, because right now I've just, like, been looking at box scores and keeping up on House of Highlights and all that. But they're an exciting team, man. Schroeder, Montrez, Kuz, Schroeder, those are all non-stars that are really exciting to watch. So it's not like we're watching Rondo and KCP every night anymore.
Yeah.
And just praying that one of them has a good game. They actually have legit pieces, so that's cool. This is, in my opinion, this is a better team than what we had last year. And they won the championship, in hindsight, relatively easily. Am I wrong on that?
No, I am 100% with you. I think we definitely will have different challenges this year with the East getting better, the trades that have been made. But coming out of the West, I don't think anyone sees the Lakers are the favorites, and rightfully so. I mean, Clippers are right behind us at like 10-4, and I think Utah's at 10-4. But the way the Lakers are playing without relying so much on their stars is crazy, and it's exciting to see. It's something we were preaching all last season. And so to see it come into fruition, Rob Pelinka heard us, and it's going to be great for LeBron and AD when they actually have to turn it on.
Indeed, indeed. Well, wrapping up here, sir, one last final question for you. What do you think about Space Jam 2?
I don't know, man. I just felt like the first Space Jam was perfect. I'm curious to see what it is. I mean, did you see the, like, small clips, like the stuff of, like, LeBron looking up as something, like, goes up into space or whatever?
Yeah, yeah, I saw that. I have no idea what's going on, but I did
the jerseys
see
look dope. I will say that. The new Space Jam jerseys look really dope. I'm excited for Space Jam. You know, we'll see. I'll give it. It's LeBron, so you got to give it a shot.
Yeah, very true. Very true. Do you know what the release date is on that?
I don't know, because I haven't even, like, I don't even know how you watch movies anymore, because everything's being released streaming, you know?
That's true. Yeah, I think they're releasing this digitally. At least that's the plan right now. I'm gonna look it up. So release date for Space Jam 2 is July 16th. So we got a while. It seems so it'll come out after the season's over.
Hopefully it's with back-to-back championships. More good news on top of more good news, you know?
Wow. Can you imagine LeBron gets back-to-back championships in LA and then Space Jam 2 drops? Man. I will be living on cloud nine.
Good times. Uniting the country, like what we said earlier.
Yep. Uniting the country through hatred. So terrible. So terrible. Anyways, well, let's wrap this one up, MD. Any closing remarks? Anything else you want to throw in here?
Nope. Excited to see the Lakers go against the Bucks. That's always a good matchup this tomorrow night. And go Lakers.
Go Lakers indeed. Catch y'all later.